Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Thursday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us, and he is what makes this show go round. So thank you, Jay. All right. I am in Malta, as you guys know, because you hear it week after week, and right now the daylight savings time has not yet changed in Malta, and it has in the United States. You want to know how I found that out? Because my media show on Tuesdays, I showed up an hour late. So I'm bebopping in on time, and that's not actually the case. So in Malta, they don't change the daylight savings until the last Sunday in March. So it'll be 3 weeks without us being on the same usual time shift. But I thank you for being here. I hope everyone is enjoying the start of spring, although I think a lot of places back home are cold right now and a lot of big storms, so I hope everyone is safe and finding themselves in a space that they can go deep within when things get overwhelming, which they certainly are. So I'm thinking of you, and I'm following along as well. Let's really get into the healing of it all tonight, because we have Ellen Meredith on the line with us. And Ellen Meredith is the author of The Language Your Body Speaks, Your Body Will Show You the Way, and Listening In, Dialogues with the Wiser Self. She has a new book, Your Body Lives Your Story. And between Ellen and myself, I wrote The Body Heals Itself, Whole Body Healing, and Healing Ourselves Whole. I have a feeling that between Ellen and myself, we're going to have a boatload to talk about. So, Ellen, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you back.
Oh, Emily, I'm so glad to be back. Hi, and hi, everybody out there. I'm really excited to be here today.
I love it. I love the clear sound energetically of your voice. I love the space I feel, I perceive that you are in at this time and moment. I'm very happy to connect with you, and I think we should just jump right in. We understand, both you and I, that the body really does communicate in a very specific way. And I believe, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, I believe we've missed that along the way, because somehow we're so caught up in the mind of things that we forget that our body is the one that is full of wisdom, and it has a way to speak, and it needs us to be listening. So, Ellen, without further ado, take us.
Okay. That was a wonderful introduction, by the way. Thank you. And a good entry into kind of some thoughts I want to talk about today, but we can meander through your thoughts as well. And it comes from this new book I've written, Your Body Lives Your Story. And a lot of people out there in who are opening to sort of new age thought will say things like, oh, your thoughts create your reality, or, you know, it is, you know, whatever you think really influences what you live. And that's true to a certain extent, but I want to take it a little deeper and broader today to talk about the fact that we have an energy story, and the energy story guides the body. It's not just the thoughts in the brain. And too often we think of thought as what comes from the brain, even the trained brain, and that sits up in our head. But, you know, I asked the class recently, where is your mind? And almost everyone in the class pointed up to their head, where their brain lives. And I differentiate. I think the mind is in every part of our being. It is all the dimensions of ourself. So it's everywhere in our body, it's everywhere that the mind can travel, and it's in our spirit as well. And so thought that comes from our mind is the essence of who we are, trying to create a self, create a life, be alive. And the body is the instrument that receives that energetic communication and has to interpret it and embody it in a way. So one of the things that I just want to encourage people listening to think about is, how can I expand my understanding of both my body and my mind and spirit? And where energy comes in is that energy is the language that they speak. It is the energy, it is the way they communicate with each other, it is the way they're structured. So when we can become fluent in the language of energy, when we can speak with our full mind, understanding the energetic communications and being able to create energetic communications, we're part of the creation of self. We're our conscious self, our trained mind, every bit of us is able to participate in this amazing creative dance that we are.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I will add to this. So I see that you have been training with your inner teacher since 1978, and you are an advanced practitioner for Eden Energy Medicine. And I am a clinical and neuromuscular massage therapist specializing in manual lymphatic drainage and combined decongestive therapy, which is usually post-cancer when the lymph nodes have been severed or radiated. Mm-hmm. And they have a chronic swelling. So I understand the body in a very unique way with regard to touch. So not just energetically, but what is flowing right below the skin. And one of the things that I picked up a long time ago is, let's say that a person gets into a car accident and you start to massage them. And it could have been 20 years ago. It could have been 20 minutes ago. And you start to work on them, and the body will take you on a journey that the mind cannot remember. And it's because right. when you are faced with trauma, the mind blanks out. It ejects. It ejects mm-hmm. from the body. But the body doesn't come with an eject button. So everything that happens to you goes in factually into the body exactly as it happened, without a narrative.
Right.
And that's really,
right.
really important, because when, let's say I'm asking somebody, which way were you looking at the time of impact? They don't remember, but the muscles will tell you exactly by which cramp up, which have the trigger points, which things start to shake or shiver. And there's so much in there. And that is when you start to practice healing through body communication, all of the things that you have suppressed, that you couldn't fill in the blanks or you grabbed from outside and filled it in, your body holds all of the facts and they start to come out, and then the story gets put together differently. And I think
right.
that's a really, it's the easiest way for people to understand, because everybody ejects in trauma. But it
right.
the body really is holding all, everything that's ever happened. And I do love that, because I do believe that the body holds it in a factual way. It does not come with that monkey mind story that all your
no.
thoughts couple with.
Right, right. And, you know, hence my title, Your Body Lives Your Story. What I think is, what you're talking about is, that is the narrative. Everything that, all the experiential stuff that is stored, all the creation of self that we even intend to do but don't quite get fully there, It's all in there, and we can access it and work with it, and not just for trauma, but on the other side of it, for becoming more fulfilled, for somehow finishing the narrative, or finishing the tale that got started and then got stopped by other people, by accidents, by experiences, by trauma, by our attention getting pulled elsewhere or whatever. So it's a rich soup, I want to say. It's, not to take it to food, but it's a rich mix of experiential and energetic storage I call them templates, actually, templates of experience. And they're stored everywhere within our being. And one of the things I go into in great length and detail in the book is how to get access to the templates, not only to find out, you know, what's the storyline in there, but how to then enter into that storyline and take it further. And that's not just with your brain. That's not just with your thinking, but energetically, how do you take that trauma and bring it safely home so that it no longer drives the ship? And it's easiest to understand with trauma, but in addition, I think a lot of people, the trauma is something that I call failure to thrive. It is not getting to fulfill your potential over and over and over as you're growing up and you're creative, and especially as a child, you've got so many ideas and ways of wanting to be, and, you know, adults around you are trying to socialize you into the shared culture, and it's often quite a conflict. So there's a lot of frustration and thwarting of the self and distorting of your essence and of your gifts that happens as you grow. So it's also about how do we release our gifts and how do we get access to them and find out what's in here that we can step into and live more fully for greater fulfillment.
You know, I have to say, I tell me that you've read or listened to Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic. Have you?
You know what? I haven't. I think I have it on my shelf.
Okay. Might I highly recommend it to you and every person that's listening, but get it on audio because it's her reading it and it's so much better than reading the book. But one of the things she talks about is a scientific thing called multiple discoveries where people across the world find the same information basically at the same time, but you can't blame it like, oh, you stole my work, because it's multiple discoveries. The spirit realm is trying to find human collaborators. That's the whole point of Big Magic, is that they're trying to find human collaborators to bring information into Earth, and who is an open, receptive channel to be a collaborator. And I think that you and I might have some of this going on with each other, with the human, with the multiple discoveries, because the last healing book that I wrote, and then I really knew that my healing work was done because I moved here and I'm no longer in practice, so there's nothing I'm learning, and I put everything I know into the books. But the last book I did, Healing Ourselves Whole, I did 4 hard emotions, an action bridge, and then 4 really heightened emotions that live in your cells and in your muscles. And I say happy, joy, and then connected, where everything starts to connect, and then the final is empowered. And I feel like your book basically steps in during the connected part. Like it gives words and stories and information to the part when the body is beginning to connect itself into this matrix where the mind, the thoughts, the behaviors, the understanding, the awareness, and the body language have all started to connect, which is one of the most powerful things the body can do for healing. And then the last is to move forward into being empowered, fully empowered. But I'm not giving this like, oh, you did this part. But if I were to compare it to the work, it is so similar, because you did say, you know, we always go to trauma. And I talked about that in the last book, that it's so easy to focus on the trauma. But the truth is, I believe it takes more courage to sit still when joy comes into your space and not stay with you. And I think we're so used to always looking for that shadow work or that trauma that it's become such buzzwords. But where are the buzzwords on the joy side, on the empowered, on the connected, understanding what that's like in our healing discovery and journey? So it made me think of that, and I do think that you and I are very much onto something and very similar.
Yes, and I talk in the book about finding your kindred spirits, finding, I call it the web of connections, and even the World Wise Web, that's WISE, which is a little kitschy, but there you go, because we do have other people on the planet or in spirit that, excuse me, that we can work with. to really, you know, who are kindred spirits, who not just think the same way, but are helping to bring understanding with a certain perspective, you know, the same shared perspective in. And, you know, you just talked about your eight, you know, your four and four, different emotions or feelings. And what I talk about in the book is that the story, I introduce a concept called the story maker. And your story maker is basically your energy mechanism that allows you to create meaning. Your story maker brings energetic or brings elements together to create meaning. And that includes discerning meaning and also making it. And the six tasks of the story maker include anchoring, the very first one. You call it connecting. And in this context, I call it anchoring because we really need to anchor the mind and the spirit into the body. If we are not securely anchored into the body, then we get distortions in our stories, in our understandings, in our perceptions, in our feelings. And a lot of stuff that we call trauma is, in fact, the fact that we've been pulled out of our anchors. We've been, uprooted in some way. And so we can't function. And the trauma is the discomfort of not being able to function because we're not anchored. So learning, and I've got tools galore in how can you anchor and where are the points in the body that best anchor us. And if someone is listening and not driving, you could try this. Just put your hands on your knees. Just place your palms over each knee and feel what happens as you sit there for a moment and hold. These are two of the anchor points for the story maker. And it's really hard to get lost in a false narrative for long if you're holding anchor points such as your knees or the sides of your face. So you can play around with that. Those of you who are driving, play around with it when you're not driving. And the other five tasks, I can just speak sort of rapidly about them. The next one is framing. Framing. How do you set the terms of engagement? You know, what is it you think you're doing that tells your body how to react to what happens? So, you know, if you go through life framing everything as, well, I am just so limited by that trauma I had when I was two, then you're going to interpret everything in those terms. And if you can shift the framework, you can also shift not only the trauma, but the joy. If you say, wow, my goal in life is to be curious and to learn something new every hour, that framework is going to really shift what you call in and what you do with it. So that's a whole skill set. The third area.
Wait. Don't go on to three, because we're close to a commercial break. So I want to focus on the ones you just said. And then when we come back from a commercial break, pick up with the third. Because I don't,
perfect.
This is the kind of stuff that's so important to hear that I don't want to speed through it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And it's the meat of it anyway. So, absolutely.
So on that, I want to go back to touching my knees because I started to do it when you talked about it. And I always consider the knees to be a part about moving forward, and that when you feel stuck in your life with decisions, it feels like you're standing in quicksand, and the knees usually swell up or have some issues. So I love that you went to the same place. So let's start with really basic. So you called the knees one of the anchor points. Did you mention any other anchor points in the body that we could touch and talk to when we're trying to make next moves?
So the other one I mentioned is the sides of the face. If you cradle both sides of the face, like, you know, you're just putting one hand, full hand on the left side of your face and the right side of your face and just holding, you know, the bottom of your hand is at your jawline and the top of your hand is somewhere right above your temple and you're kind of splaying all your fingers out. So you're really cradling your face. That's another story maker anchor. I could give you a quick third one that's right nearby. It's your thinking cap. So if you put the heels of your hand right above your ears and then your fingers up over the top of your head, you know, like holding your thinking cap, that's a third place that anchors the story maker. And there are a bunch of them around the body, and I go into some detail, a lot of detail in the book of working with them. But just that simple act of holding places that anchor your story maker into the body can really help you begin to shift the narrative, both the mental narrative, but also the energetic narrative. You know, so if you're panicking, that's the energy narrative, and you may be thinking, oh, I'm so excited, I've got this new vision, but your body's experiencing more the energy of panic. And I know you've known people like that who have this great idea, and they're almost manic with it. Again, that energy story, when you anchor it, starts to shift immediately. It doesn't fix it, but it's a first step.
You know, that's interesting, the sides of your face. It reminds me of Home Alone. People get so overwhelmed, they touch their face that way.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I never thought
he's
of
holding
it
his...
as an anchor point.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's holding his story maker anchor points in that Home Alone famous picture, that famous image.
Love it. So we got to take a quick commercial break. That's what I knew was coming. But we're going to go into the third big meat of it all right back. We'll be right back and do it.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I hope in this particular show you do feel like you have a little bit more control over your body and how we choose to heal. We have Ellen Meredith on the line and her new book, Your Body Lives Your Story, Energy Medicine to Heal Your Story Maker. And Ellen and I were just knee-deep, literally, in conversation right before the commercial break. She talked about two anchor points of the body, being the knees and the sides of the face. But Ellen, I want you to just recap what you've already shared and then take us to the next place.
Okay, so I was speaking of the six tasks of this mechanism that I call the story maker, that is how we create and live meaning in our life. And so I talked about anchoring as the first task and gave a couple anchor points that are pretty accessible. And then I mentioned framing, how you frame your understanding of the situation. I had a young relative recently who was visiting and was talking very excitedly about, you know, she had this vision of, you know, all the disaster we're going through in our country right now as being this sort of purging and cleansing. And she said, "I just feel so peaceful and happy because I see that it's taking us to a new place." And her energy was totally opposite. She was like a deer in the headlights. And, you know, I was hearing this kind of energetic, wow, 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 you know, an alarm going off. And so she was living a very different story than what her brain was living. She had not framed what was going on accurately for what was happening with her energetically. So that was framing. And I'll move on, because I think most people understand that notion that if you frame something as, you know, today I want to learn three new things, you're going to get a very different result than if you say, today, if I can get through this trauma keeping me back, I'll be lucky. You know, we live very different days depending on what framework we put on our experiences. So the third task of the story maker is weaving. It weaves elements together. And so literally, anything you can do that integrates your energies together helps to create the story and sets meaning. So you can take your two arms and just do figure eights with each, so they're weaving in and out like a conductor of an orchestra. Weave your arms. Remember when you were a kid and you pretended to conduct the orchestra and you went in and out with your hands? And if you do that in figure eight motions, it's called Celtic weaving in Eden energy medicine, but you don't have to do it in any formal way. But that weaving action actually instructs the energies to start to weave and create coherence and bring narratives into more coherence and balance. So, you know, I always teach very physical body-based tools that you can use to communicate with your energy, because your energy understands movement and touch and color and sound and light and smell and, you know, everything that speaks to the senses. And and so that's the baseline of the language. So my tools for working with the story maker are usually nonverbal, although it's fine to use your imagination and have verbal tools as well. So you can use verbal weaving. But I think that try that, you know, for a moment. Again, if you're not driving, what does it feel like to pretend to be conducting the orchestra? And then what are you asking of your orchestra? What are you conducting it to do? What is the music that in this moment you're trying to conduct?
You know, I love that too, because what is this music you're trying to conduct? I have to tell you the truth. This is going to sound really crazy, and you're probably not going to believe me when I say this. I don't think I have ever framed it that way. And the reason I say that is because music is a guiding, it's one of my biggest things in body work. When my hands touch someone's body, different songs go through me, and that's how I know where they're at emotionally, and it changes basically at all different areas of their body. And I get this sort of download of music, but I'm always letting the music lead, and I'm always just trying to listen to what it's trying to share with me. But the way that you just framed that, like, what kind of music am I trying to create? Like, what am I have never put myself as the driver in a music situation. Does that sound crazy?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not crazy. I think that when you're a healer, you're in service of the person you're working with, so it's appropriate to not be conducting the orchestra. But part of my healing work is teaching people to communicate with their own energies and to become the conductor of their own energies. So in a sense, you know, this is for each of us to do for ourselves. I don't really want to conduct someone else's orchestra except very temporarily if they're really unable to lift their arms. So, So no, it doesn't surprise me at all that hasn't been your orientation. But one of the things that my books, this whole series of books, is about is sort of the anatomy of what does it mean to create a self and have fulfillment from the inside out. What does it mean to live and work from the inside out? And in that sense, we are saying, you know, life is full of energies. How can I weave them together to create meaning? And what is the meaning I'm trying to weave? What am I trying to conduct here? So I think it literally becomes an exercise. You know, you don't have to put on music. You just feel the music arising within you and let your arms help conduct it. And, you know, it's going back to being a kid. I don't know if you were like that as a kid or new kids like that who just, they were hearing their own music and they were responding to it. And it's a very healthy impulse, I think.
It's a very healthy impulse. I've always been of the belief when you hear the music, it's you interacting with the angelic realm, where you're tapping into the space above where you're used to living from. You know, you've entered
yeah.
into that spirit space.
Yeah, I mean, I just see it as we are multidimensional selves.
Sorry.
And that's tapping into parts of the self that are maybe less oriented towards the physical, but it's still oriented towards the physical in that, you know, we have ears, we hear music, you know, we understand when we say the word music, something that is shared. So I think it moves across all the different realms. It's not just from the angelic realm. I think it is the part of us that dwells there or that emanates from that dimension that we're accessing using our body to amplify what we're picking up.
Yes. I mean, it is. It's a beautiful way to rearrange the dialogue that we're currently in. Can you believe we already have to take another commercial break? We are going to return and talk more about this right after the commercial break.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. We have Ellen Meredith on the line. And, you know, you guys, if you've never heard of Ellen Meredith, she's incredibly well-known in the energy world, the energy healing world. She's done a lot with one of the mega players, Donna Eden. She's an advanced practitioner with Donna Eden. She has a huge, huge fan base of her work. She has a lot of books out, but her most recent book, Your Body Lives Your Story, Energy Medicine to Heal Your Story Maker. Ellen has been doing this work since the 1970s. So she really, and she's been teaching classes. I mean, you've been nonstop with this, right?
That's pretty much true, yeah.
I love it. So we were just talking about the six tasks.
Okay, the six tasks, and that's T-A-S-K-S, the six tasks of the story maker. It's what's the story maker need? What does it do for us? How does it serve us? And so we talked about anchoring, framing, weaving, and I was just going to introduce the fourth task, which is something I call sourcing. And we touched on it when you said, you know, I think of music as coming from the angelic realm. The truth is that we need to be nourished and fed from somewhere. We're like streams. We need to have a source. And part of healing, not only trauma, but healing into joy, healing your failure to thrive, is being able to tap into source, into something that really feeds us, feeds you from within. And so that's about how do we fuel and fund and what energizes our truth. And often it is, you know, triggered by things around us. You know, we see a beautiful sunset, we read a wonderful poem, we meet someone who just causes us to, our heart to throb, and that energizes us, right? At least it does for me. And so that's part of what activates our sourcing. But there's other things that can source us, and I'm going to just give one quick exercise. You're going to take your two index fingers, okay, your pointer fingers, and you're going to plug your left pointer finger into the heart of the divine, however you imagine that. And if you don't believe in the divine, it can be the heart of truth or something you do believe in. So you're going to plug that finger into the heart of the divine, and then you're going to use your other index finger or your other whole hand and bring that energy that you've just plugged into wherever you want it on your body. Like, I like to take it right to my heart first because it feels good for me. But you can take it to an owie you might have. And it is like plugging in a little healing machine where your left finger is plugged into the wall socket, and the wall socket being some universal source. And the right hand is, you know, and then your arm is the cord that carries that energy, and your right hand is what distributes it. So you can play around that. I call it a divine hookup. Okay, and that's sourcing. There's other things you can do to source, but sometimes I think it's better to do something physical rather than just always, you know, with mental or experiential, you know, ideas. Like a poem is one level more abstract than just plugging into source. Does that make sense, the divine hookup?
Yeah.
And it's a tool that I use a lot in all my books, and in this book I use it as part of a technique for erasing templates of trauma or templates of blockage. So it's a useful tool. I'm going to go right on to the fifth task of the story maker, which is steering. We need to learn how to steer the ship. We need to know how to navigate our stories, how to navigate in our body, in our mind, in our spirit. And it's, you know, sometimes we just navigate with our nose, like where is your nose pointed, right? And there's some other energies also with our tailbone. It's like the little rudder that navigates the body. I'm sure as a body worker you know this quite well, that if the tailbone is out of whack, somehow it's very hard to steer in life, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And there's a whole bunch of steering mechanism that I teach in the book. And it's important so that we know what are we headed towards. You know, it's not that we need a goal, but we need to have the lady on the front of the ship upright and standing true, because if the lady on the front of the ship, on the prow of the boat, is leaning to the left, your boat's going to go to the left. And if she's leaning to the right, your boat's going to go to the right. And so we do need some work with, well, what is it I'm steering towards? And I think too often with trauma, we get stuck in, what am I steering away from? What am I trying to outrun or get rid of? Rather than, well, what is it I want to steer towards in this part of my life, or even in this whole life? And some of us know, have a very clear mission, like I want to steer towards such and such. And others have no idea where they're steering, and so they're just buffeted by where other people want to steer their ships.
Hmm. Wow. There's just so much to think about on that. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot. So I mean, I wrote a whole book about it, so, you know, in 40 minutes we're not going to cover everything in very much depth. But that notion, I mean, you know, when you think about a story, you think, well, where's this story headed, right? And you have a narrative, a narrator who's taking you where the story needs to go, and you don't want them to steer you, you know, of course you want them to steer you true to where the story needs to go. So that whole skill of how do I steer my ship is an important part of the care and feeding and healing of your story maker and of your ability to create a meaningful life. And of course, part of having a meaningful life is having a body that can actually embody that meaning in a way that, you know, in the best way it's capable.
It sounds like a simple question, but it isn't. A person like myself who spent so much time dedicated to healing and different things, I have found myself in and out of being very conscious of things and then totally leaving it up behind. And I used to be much more consistent. And now it's really in and out. So I can understand other people now that I'm not a teacher and I'm not so deep into this. How can you help people to navigate these things and really take it, not just as like, I'm going to go through healing now, or I'm going to start working with these things, but using this as a guiding point for all their life?
Yeah, I think that's about accessing their true north, their inner, you know, the star they can navigate toward, their own star. And it's different for each of us, you know. The more we know our inner truth, the more we know sort of what our gifts are and what kind of spirit we are. I don't think we're all generic. I don't think we're identical. I think each of us is a unique combination of energetic truths. And so I think the goal is to help people find what are those energetic truths of my instrument, of my being, of who I am. And as they do this, then their steering will right itself. And there's also some energy medicine you can use to help with that.
Oh, can we talk about that? But I think we have to take one more commercial break. Did I hear that right? Do we have to go to commercial break now? Okay, yes. All right, we got to go to commercial break. Last one. So I do want to talk about that more when we come back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and thank you for listening to All About Healing. We're on today with Ellen Meredith, and she has a brand new book, Your Body Tells Your Story. And I asked her a question on the break about being able to do an exercise with all of us about the energy medicine, but we're going to do that after she finishes with the six casks. And also, before we go on to it, Ellen, where can people buy your book?
Okay, I'm going to just repeat the title, Your Body Lives Your Story, and that's Energy Medicine to Heal Your Story Maker. And it's available worldwide through, of course, all the Amazons, but and also through almost any bookseller, bookshop.org or Ingram Spark or Barnes & Noble, sort of any of the booksellers where you usually buy books, you can order it. It is being distributed pretty widely. So you're just going to need to look for it. If you don't see it, you can ask for it. And again, it's called Your Body Lives Your Story.
And tell your website, please.
Okay, yes, it's easy. It's www.ellenmeredith.com. And that's spelled E-L-L-E-N. M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H. So, EllenMeredith.com. And I do have links there to bookstores where you can get the books.
That's the easiest way, might I say, to order your book.
Yeah.
Just go to EllenMeredith.com. Go get Your Body Lives Your Story, Energy Medicine to Heal Your Story Maker. And without further ado, so we can pack all this into the final segment, I'm going to let you carry us. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Well, we were talking about the six tasks of the story maker: anchoring, framing, weaving, sourcing, steering, and the final one is learning. We're designed to have an experience and to learn from it. And what happens when we have an experience is we create a template, an energy template for that experience, and we store it all over the place, in our chakras. We store it in our bodies. You've heard of body memory. We store it in our energy field, our aura, and some other places that I go into detail about in the book. And that learning acts like a guide. Well, that's why it's called a template for the autopilot. So your body, you know, is on duty even when your mind's not deciding what to do. And people have said, you know, people like Bruce Lipton have said between 85 and 95% of what we do is autopilot. And so we want to make sure that we know how to work with our templates, that we can clear templates where we've learned the wrong thing. You know, we've learned to cut back our joy and our own needs for other people, or where we've learned that certain experiences can't come right because they went wrong once or whatever. So I do teach about how to clear templates of experience and also how to establish new ones, you know, not in alignment with your larger truth and with your inner guidance. And so that's the last one. I'll teach a quick 2 exercises if we have time, and if not, it'll just be 1, to work with steering and then with learning. So with steering, I think the simplest one to learn on the radio, and again, don't do this if you're operating machinery, is just to know that your gaze and your nose are part of your steering mechanism. So say you're contemplating a question. Pose a question like, I'd like insight into how to deal with my mother, or I'd like insight into where my career is going next, or I'd like insight into, you know, how I can get out of this tangle. Okay, so you pose a question. And first you just sit and sort of look ahead of you and just breathe and see what comes to you, comes into your mind. You can keep your eyes open or shut, because the gaze can be with your eyes shut as well. And just see what comes in. You might get an image, a thought, a color, a shape. You might hear a sound. I'm going to go through this a little more rapidly. You can do it on your own after we're done with this show. When you've done that, turn your head as far to the left as is comfortable and repeat it. Ask the same question and see what insight comes when your face is facing to the left. And then you're going to repeat it with your face facing to the right. And you're going to repeat it with your face facing up towards the ceiling or the sky. And then you're going to do it again facing downward. And then you're going to go back to front and center and ask your question again and see what insights come to you. Now, a lot of my exercises aren't about how to fix something. They're about how to take soundings and get information from the many dimensions of the self. So what this does is it both loosens your steering mechanism, so it's more flexible, but it also reminds your body in particular, but also your mind and spirit, of what front and center really is. And so it helps to kind of bring a centered focus to your explorations. Okay? So do we need one more? Can I do one for learning, or do we need to wind it up?
No, I think you can definitely do one more, and I'm overwhelmed by what you just did. It was awesome.
I know. I'm
okay,
just throwing
take me
a
to
lot
learning.
At people. But let's do one for learning. We store a lot of information in our chakras. And if you don't know where your chakras are, look them up on the Internet, because there's maps everywhere of the 7 or 8 chakras. But we're going to start with our root chakra, which is at your root. And you're just going to sing a scale. So at the root, you're going to sing each note, root, and then second chakra, then third, one note at each chakra. So la, second chakra, third chakra, fourth chakra, and you're putting your hand on each chakra, fifth chakra, six, seven, oops, I missed the scale. Wait, let's start over, okay? I should explain it and then do it. So we're going to do up the scale, and we're going to get to the top, and we're going to reach for the sky, and then we'll get to the bottom,
okay.
And we'll reach for the ground, okay? So la, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, reach for the sky, seventh, six, five, four, three, two, one, reach for the ground. And we maybe did it again too fast to really get the full impact of it, but you can do it again on your own. But even a quick one speaks to your energy systems, and it aligns all your different energy systems using the scale, and it aligns all your chakras with each other, which gets your story more in tune, more aligned, and of course puts it right between the heaven and the earth. So you get a lot of bang for your buck in an exercise like that that's quite simple but can have really profound effects in helping your story maker gain balance.
Wow. We have to wrap this up, but I have to ask you, when I did the steering and I was doing things up, down, I had kind of, it was very quick, so I'm going to resit with it, but different places that were more exciting than others, more important. Is that typical, that the answers are different with different directions?
Yes, and each time you do it, it's different because you are communing with your multidimensional self, and you're taking your steering mechanism into those dimensions by, using your nose and your gaze.
Oh, I love it. Ellen Meredith, your body lives your story. Energy medicine to heal your story maker. Go to EllenMeredith.com, order your copy, be in touch with Ellen, work with her, everything you can do. You guys have been listening to All About Healing. Thank you, Ellen, for being on, and you guys, make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.